Audio 173. Describe an educational trip you went on. Last year, I went to the beautiful Tibet Autonomous Region, which is located in the southwest of China. The region has an average elevation of more than 4,000 meters, so it has a name, the Roof of the World. Close to the Himalayas, it is a mysterious, exotic place to many outsiders. I chose to go to Tibet because I knew it has the highest happiness index among different provinces in China. I was curious about why this remote place has such a high quality life, so I went to Lhasa by myself for 5 days to experience the life. The first place I went was the Potala Palace, which is considered to be the model of Tibetan architecture. It was first constructed as a palace by Tibetan king Songtsen Gampo to marry with his princess from Tang Dynasty. But now, it gradually becomes a place where Dalai Lama lives and works, and a place to store the Buddhist scriptures. After my trip to the Potala Palace, I tried a traditional Tibetan food, Tibet butter tea. In fact, it is a necessary food in Tibetans' daily life. When I walked into a restaurant, the host invited me and filled my cup with buttered tea. You know, it was really cheap, only 5 yuan for a whole bottle, and most of the time the hostess provided me free drink. On the second day, I went to Jokang Temple, the spiritual center of Tibet. I was shocked that pilgrims coming from every corner of Tibet will trek a long distance to the temple. Some devout believers bow down in front of the blue stone floor. They want to show their pieties to the Buddha. I learned the Buddhist culture in Lhasa, and I also learned how Buddhist culture teach these devout Tibetans to be a good person and to cherish what they have now. I guess that's the reason why they are easy to feel happy and contented. The old man I met in the Jokang Temple told me that he didn't care about the money. He was grateful to what he had. I had to admit that this was an impressive vacation. I learned too many things from this trip, among which the most important one I learned is that content is happiness, and I should be thankful to all my family members. It is really a good way to be a happy person.